On the 3rd of December, we officiated a ceremony where about 10, 11 political parties in opposition came together to actually sign the National Electoral Reform Agenda document. The process has not been closed or has not been closed. Some people did not make it then, and we had to give them time to think through. And so this is what has just happened now. People First has now indicated that they are endorsing this process and they would want to work with other political parties in fighting for reform.
So does this mean that they've actually signed the document?
Yes, they have signed the document.
So what is the meaning of all this if People First has actually come on board?
What it simply means is that these political parties are now speaking with one voice on matters relating to electoral reform. In other words, they all agree that ever since, the playing field for elections in Zimbabwe has never been level. And they now want to fight for change in that. And trusting that come 2018, these people will be able to really force together to make sure that there are reforms.
Now, as an observer, what do you think about this agreement?
It is very important because for the first time, we are actually beginning to see Zimbabweans finding each other and their political parties beginning to speak one language, you know. And the lesson, the big lesson there is that evil does not have to be evil because you are the one that has been wronged. And people are now coming to terms with the reality that injustice has got to be dealt with, even if it does not affect you directly. Because we've seen people who at some point were part of the system, but now they're now discovering that this is bad, and they've actually confessed that that was not right.